All right, good morning.
早晨好。
And I decided I should quit calling this Sunday school and call it Monday school. But
如果应该不叫主日学，而应该叫星期一的那个学习班。
I am glad we can have some live people today. That's nice.
我很高兴今天能看到的，能够真的看到大家在，即使在网上。
Although I see most of you don't want to be seen, so you have your camera off.
好多人好像都不想被我看见，所以你都把你的那个视频给关了。所有的人基本上都是关着的，只有那个Nanda还开着。
I understand.
了解大家不想被看到，让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, as we study your word today,
主啊,
help us to hear from you.
主啊，当我们今天学习你的话语的时候，帮助我们能够听到你的声音。
As we study, help us to remember that this is God's word.
当我们学习的时候，求你让我们了解到这是您的话语。
And so we study this not just to learn in our head, but to have our lives change.
我们学这个不单是为了让头脑中有知识，更是让我们的生命被改变。
And that happens only when your spirit speaks to us.
只有当你的圣灵对我们的心说话的时候，这件事才会发生。
So today, help us to hear from you.
帮助我们今天能听到你的话语。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I will do, like we do in class.
就像我们在课堂上所做的一样。
If you have a question that...
如果你有课堂的话，糟糕。Hello?
If you have a question, you can, ask the question.
如果你有问题的话，你可以问问题，请你自己到时候把那个打开，就是那个麦克风自己打开。
Now, today I am, doing something that probably looks a little foolish.
今天我讲的可能有一点好像不太聪明。
Because I am,trying to cover two books in one session.
因为我想在一堂课讲两本书。
And to make it worse, it is two large books.
而且糟糕的是，这两本书都是一很大的两本书，很长的书。
And so maybe when you saw that, you would think, why, how can we do this?
然后你看到了，你就说，我们怎么可能在这么短的时间讲两本书呢？
But we just finished...a class, a series in which we went through Job.
我们已经讲整个很详细的把约伯讲过一遍。
And I have also taught quite a lot about Psalms.
然后我也讲了很多诗篇。
So I decided that for this survey, we would combine the two and try to do them in one week.
所以呢，对这个概论呢，我就想把这两个给合在一起，一次讲完。
Now, Sister Lay has the homework for next week on Proverbs.
我把这个星期的家庭作业给大家打出来。大家看到了吗？
And so, you can do that reading for next week.
所以那个下星期的家庭作业就是这个读箴言。
Today, I am going to try to go through both, Job and an introduction to Psalms.
然后我今天就是想把约伯记过一遍，然后讲这个诗篇的序言。
And I have called this praise and lament.
我称为是赞美和悲叹。
Because both of these books are about praise to God, but also about lament.
这两本书呢，都是讲到对神的赞美，但是呢，也有一些悲伤的诗篇在里边。
I think it's very important as Christians that we combine those two, understand those two.
我觉得对于基督徒来讲，把这两个合在一起来理解是非常重要的。
Because for our Christian life, there are two mistakes that we can make.
对于基督徒的生活，我们很容易犯两种错误。
One is the mistake of just closing our eyes and assuming everything is good.
一种就是把眼睛闭起来，认为每件事情都是好的，没什么问题。
And when trouble comes into our life, we just deny it. We ignore it.
当问题出现了，麻烦出现了，我们就闭上眼睛，好像说它根本就不存在。
Sometimes Christians think that if they're a Christian, nothing bad is supposed to happen in their life.
有的人觉得说，因为我们是基督徒，所以生活中不应该有任何不好的事情发生。
And so when bad things come, they just try to deny them.
所以当不好的事情、糟糕的事情发生的时候，他们就试图想要去否认、否定这一切。
Some of our hymns are guilty of this.
有些时候我们所唱的这个赞美诗也是犯这样的错误。
We sing songs that say the sun is always shining.
我们所唱的歌是阳光永远在普在闪在在普照。
I'm living on a mountaintop where the sun is always shining and there's never a cloud in the sky.
我住在这个山顶山顶巅峰之上，然后阳光永远普照，从来没有一丝雨。
I have never met anyone who lives there.
我从来没有见过任何一个人是住在那种永远住在那种状况之中的。
Sometimes, yes, maybe the sun is shining, but it's covered up by clouds.
是的，有时候阳光是在太阳是在那边，但是却被乌云遮盖。
And so lament allows us to say very honestly.I'm having trouble.
所以悲伤悲叹呢可以让我们很诚实的来讲述说我们是有麻烦的。
Yes, I am a Christian and yes, I am serving God, but my life is still having a struggle.
我是的我是基督徒我也在服侍神但是我的生活却是有难处有挣扎。
That's why lament is very important.
所以这个悲叹悲哀其实是很重要的。
But praise is also very important.
同样的，这个赞美也是很重要的。
Because if we forget praise, our lament becomes rebellion.
如果我们忘记了对神的赞美，那我们的这个悲哀呢，就变成了对神的一种叛逆。
We begin to complain to God about our troubles, and we begin to blame Him.
然后呢，我们就开始对神抱怨我们的麻烦，然后我们实际上是在责备神。
Job and Psalms go together.
然后约伯跟诗篇是其实是就是好像一就是手连手。
And one reason I decided to try to do them both in one class session.
我之所以想在一节课讲这两本书，是因为。
Is because I think together they help us to understand how the two of praise and lament come together.
我就是想要让大家能看到，就是说赞美和悲哀这两个怎么可以合在一起。
So let me start with Job.
所以让我们先来看约伯记。
When we studied Job in Sunday school, we went through the section. So I'm not going to do that this morning.
我们在上那个主日学的时候，我们把约伯记就是很详细的讲过，所以我不会这样的详细的讲。
I've given you on the PowerPoint, I think it's slide 4, the outline.
所以第四张幻灯片，这个就是一个大纲。
And I would just remind you that when you read Job, it is poetry.
当你读约伯记的时候，记住约伯记是一整个一首长诗。
And so don't get bogged down in the little details.
所以呢不要太过在那个纠结于细节。
When he repeats a word over and over.
当他不断地重复一个词的时候。
He says, the young lion.
他说这个少壮狮子。
The fierce lion.
他说这个勇猛的狮子。
Fierce.
他们都听到了。
The strong lion.
或者这个强壮的狮子。
The female lion.
或者母狮。
And some people get all bogged down and they're trying to decide why the different lions, what does that mean?
有的人就很烦恼说这到底讲这么多狮子是什么意思呢又这个。
Let me make it simple.
让我把这个简单一些简化一些。
It's just a lion.
就是一头狮子。
It's poetry. He's making it beautiful.
这是一首诗歌题材，他让这个题材这样诗歌弄得很美。
But don't get stuck in one little section.
所以呢，就不要停在就是一个小小的章节上。
more than almost any other book of the Bible, I think you have to read Job in big sections.
所以呢，不像圣经中，比圣经中的任何一本书都更要做的就是你要把约伯记就是一次读一大篇。
But since we've already done Job, what I want to do this morning quickly is to look at the three big questions that I think Job answers.
所以呢，因为我们已经很详细的讲过约伯，所以我今天很快的要讲约伯中间的三个大问题。
When I read Job, I try to review these questions before I start.
当我读约伯记的时候呢，我要先就是复习一下这三个问题，然后再开始读。
And think about them as I am reading.
所以呢，当我读的，当你读的时候，你就去思想这些问题。
The first question that I think Job answers is on slide 6. What is God like?
第一个约伯记所回答的就是，问题就是神是怎样的。
That's important in Job because for many of us, we have a picture of what we want God to be like.
这对读约伯记很重要，因为其实我们头脑中有已经有个图片，就是我们希望神是什么样的。
We want God to take care of our problems.
我们想要神解决我们的问题。
We want God to listen to us when we talk.
当我们向神祷告的时候，我们希望神能够垂听。
We want God to be close and a good friend to us.
我们想要神成为我们亲密的朋友。
And all of those things are good.
所有这些都很好。
But Job focuses on some of the big characteristics that are very important to understanding God.
但是约伯记里所关注的、专注的是神的一些很重要的属性，对我们去理解神、明白神是很重要。
He tells us that God is all powerful.
他告诉我们神是全能的。
Job chapter 42.
第约伯记第42章。
At the end of the book, Job says this about God.
在约伯记结束时候，尾声的时候，约伯这样来描述神。
I know that you can do all things.
他说，我知道你万事都能做。
He sees that God is powerful.
他看到神是大有全能的，神是非常有能力的。
That means God is sovereign. He's in charge.
那就是说明神是有主权的，神在掌管。
It also means, and I think this is important for us to understand.
对我们很重要，要了解的也是，他也知道。
That God is transcendent.
神是超越性的。
That means we cannot fully understand him.
那就意味着我们无法完全理解他。
Job 38.
在约伯记第38章。
I told you when we did the Sunday school class.
我告诉大家，如果我们是在一起在课堂上。
That when Job answers, or when God answers Job, his answer is very uncomfortable.
当神对约伯回答约伯的时候，神的这个答案是很不令人舒服的。
We want him to say to Job something like this.
我们希望神是这样对约伯说的。
Job, I want you to know I'm really proud of you.
约伯，我让你知道，我真的是非常以你为荣。
You suffered, but you were faithful.
你受苦，但是你却很忠心。
And let me explain what happened and why it happened.
让我告诉你，这一切为什么会发生，也发生了什么。
God doesn't do that.
但是神却没有这样做。
Instead, he says this, chapter 38.
但是在38章，神是这么说的。
Verse 4, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
他说，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？
Tell me if you have understanding.
你若有聪明，只管说吧。
Who determined the world's measurements?
是谁定地的尺寸?
And then he has over 70 questions.
然后呢，神有70多个问题。
And all of these questions come together to say, Job, you cannot begin to understand the world I made.
然后这70多个问题就合在一起，就是要告诉约伯说，约伯，你没有办法真正了解我所创造的这个世界。
He is far above us.
神是远远的超越我们。
He is all powerful, he is all knowing.
神是全能的，然后神也是全知的。
Go back to chapter 28.
我们现在回到第28章，约伯记第28章。
I have come to think that chapter 28 is maybe the most important chapter in the whole book.
然后我大概现在认为说约伯记第28章是约伯记里最重要的一章。
And I'll tell you, I really did not understand that many, many times when I taught this book.
当我们真的是，当我教导这个教约伯记的时候，很多次我是不了解这里的。
I usually skipped over 28.
我通常会跳过第28章。
Because it felt to me like it wasn't really part of the story.
因为对我来讲，好像这个第28章好像不是这个故事中的，跟这个故事没关系似的。
In fact, I think that when I taught this in our Sunday school class, I did not spend much time on chapter 28.
当我们讲约伯记的时候，我好像没有花很多时间在第28章。
But in the last couple months, I've been reading Job again.
但是呢，过去两个月呢，我又在重新读约伯记。
And I've come to realize that chapter 28 is kind of the key to the whole book.
然后我开始了解到，好像28章是整个这个就是整个约伯记的这个重要关节，重要环节。
Because up until then, Job is trying to figure out what is going on.
所以直到28章为止，好像约伯一直在要想，要说明白说这一些到底是为什么会发生。
Why is this happening?
为什么这样会发生？到底发生了什么？
And he can't find an answer.
他没法找到答案。
Then in chapter 28,
然后在第28章，
he says, where is wisdom?
他就问说，智慧有何处可寻？
And through this chapter, he talks about how man can find iron and gold and silver.
他整个章他来讲人是怎么样可以靠着可以找到铁矿、金矿、银矿。
Man can do all kinds of amazing things.
人可以做很多很奇妙的事情。
But then he says in verse 12,
但是在第12节他讲到
Where do you find wisdom?
然而智慧有何处可寻？
Where is the place of understanding?
聪明之处在哪里呢？
Man doesn't know.
智慧的价值无人能知。
Verse 14, the ocean says, I don't have it.
深渊说不在我内。
Verse 15, you can't buy it with gold or silver.
15节说智慧费用黄金可得。
Where does it come from?
智慧从哪里来呢？
Verse 20, where is understanding?
他说智慧从何处来呢？聪明之处在哪里呢？
Verse 21, all of the living creatures look for it. They don't know where it is.
是像一切有生命的眼目隐藏，像空中的飞鸟掩蔽，他们也不知道这些有活气的人也不知道从哪里来的。
Then verse 23.
然后第23节说到，
God understands the way to it.
神明白智慧的道路。
He knows its place.
晓得智慧的所在。
Verse 28, he said to man, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
第28节，他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧。
Now here's why I think this chapter is so important.
这是为什么我觉得这一章如此重要的原因。
Do you hear in this chapter the same idea as what God is going to say in God's questions to Job?
你有没有看到这样同样的这个观念，就在神在第38章对约伯所问的那一些问题。
When God answers Job, he's going to say, Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do this? Have you looked here for wisdom? And the answer is always no.
然后神对于回答约伯说，你看到这个了吗？你看到那个吗？你看到那个了吗？就是神说，当你看这一切，你想从这里边找到智慧的时候，你是找不到的。
God is saying to Job, wisdom is found in me.
神对约伯说，智慧只有在我这里，在我这里里边才能找到。
And I think chapter 28 is where Job begins to see that is where wisdom is.
然后在28章，约伯开始看到智慧到底在哪里，在神那里。
The book, The book of Job tells us that God is all-knowing.
在约伯记告诉我们神是全知的。
Now, one reason that is so helpful to us is this.
这个全神的全知对我们的帮助这么大是因为
You see, part of the time Job suffered so much because he thought he was alone.
约伯之所以有的时候觉得非常的痛苦难受是因为他觉得他在独自受苦。
That somehow God didn't understand what was happening.
然后好像不知为什么好像神他觉得神并不知道说到底发生了什么。
But the fact that God is all-knowing means he is not surprised by our problems.
神是全知的这个特就是神的特性是告让我们知道神不会被我们的问题所惊讶。
When trouble comes into our life,
当我们的生命中有麻烦苦难的时候
God is not surprised.
神不会说好吃惊。
Something like coronavirus.
比如说像我们现在这个新冠病这个冠状病毒。
Even medical experts were surprised by many things about this.
然后这个医学专家呢都很吃惊于这个病毒的这些表现这些特性。
God is not surprised.
但是神不会很吃惊神不会吃惊。
I have a friend who has suffered a lot.
我有一位朋友他真的遭受了经历了很多的苦难。
And we were talking one day.
有一天我们在聊天。
And his wife died a couple years ago.
他的太太前两年去世了。
And he said to me one day as we were talking, he said, this is what helps me to keep my faith when I am hurting so badly.
他说当我特别难受的时候说这件事情是帮助我能够让我的信心能够维持下去维持住。
I remember that God knows my address.
我记得我提醒自己神知道我的住址。
Even when I don't understand,
即使我不能明了
God knows.
但是神知道。
He knows what is coming into my life.
神知道会有什么我会未来会经历什么。
And he is helping me to prepare.
他也帮助我在预备。
God is all powerful, he is all knowing.
神是全能的神也是全知的。
And then I think that the book of Job teaches us that God is all loving.
然后约伯记也真的是教导我们说神是完全的慈爱。
Now many people would disagree with me about this.
很多人可能在这一点上跟我看法不同。
They would say, no, there's not love in the book of Job.
然后别人会说你在这个约伯记里看不到神的慈爱看不到这个。
I think there is, and I think this is what is most important.
我觉得是有的，而且这是为什么这个神的慈爱是最重要的。
Because at the beginning of the book of Job,
因为在约伯记开始的时候
did Job already know that God was all powerful?
约伯是不是已经知道神是全能的？
Absolutely.
肯定的，他知道。
Did he know that God is all-knowing?
他知道不知道神是全知的
Yes.
是的他也知道
And he knew to some degree that God is all-loving.
他在一定的程度上知道神是完全慈爱的
But he learns in a new way how deep that love is.
但是他用一种新的方式能够来学习到神的爱有多深。
At the end of the book, when Job prays.
所以在约伯记结尾 约伯
I'm sorry, when Job answers God.
当约伯就是回答神的时候
He says, I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear.
他说我从前风闻有你。
But now my eye sees you.
现在亲眼看见你。
And I see myself as nothing.
因此我厌恶自己。
And then he uses a very curious word.
然后他用了一个好像很有意思的词，很让令人好奇的词。
My English Bible translates it, and I repent in dust and ashes.
然后英文是说在尘土和芦灰中懊悔，他用的是那个懊悔。Yeah, Chinese is the same. It's a repent.
But the word that is used there, repent.
但是那个懊悔那个词呢？
Is a word that every other place in the book of Job, it is translated comfort.
但是这个懊悔这个词在约伯记，这同样的词在约伯记所有别的地方都被翻译成是安慰。
It's a Hebrew word that has two possible meanings.
它这个希伯来词这个原文呢，它有两种可能的意思。
I think Job is saying this.
我觉得约伯说的是
I am comforted.In the dust and ashes.
我是在尘土和芦灰中被安慰。
Yes, I am still suffering.
是的，我仍然在受苦。
I am still in dust and ashes.
我仍然坐在尘土和芦灰中。
But I'm comforted.
但是我现在确实心里确实被安慰到了。
Why?
为什么？
Because now he knows that God is not far away just watching him suffer.
然后他现在知道神不是说高高在上远远的看着他受苦。
But God is all loving and God has been with him all along.
然后神是完全慈爱的，在他整个过程中神都和他同在。
Job shows us a picture of God that he's with us in our hurt.
然后约伯向我们展示，就是在我们受伤，在我们痛苦难过的时候，神也和我们同在。
He doesn't leave us alone.
神不是就把我们留在那儿，让我们独自受苦。
Now the second question in Job.
在约伯记第二个问题是。
And I think this is the question that most people want an answer for when they read Job.
所以这是很多人读约伯记的时候想要回答的一个问题。
In fact, most books that I have about Job, this is where they focus.
就是我所读的很多关于约伯的记的这个书呢，这是他们的关注的重点，就是这个问题。
Probably if you looked at the three questions that I put up on the slide.
如果你看那个第五章幻灯片里面所说的，我问的说约伯记中的三个问题。
What is God like?
第一个是神是怎样的。
Why do the righteous suffer?
应该是义人为什么受苦。
Why do the righteous serve God?
义人为什么服侍神。
Probably for most of us, question two is where we would focus.
一般来讲，这个义人为什么受苦，这是我们大家最关注的。
And I put on the slide some of the answers that we see in Scripture.
所以我们在圣经中所看到的一些对于义人为什么受苦的一些答案是。
But I will say that in the book of Job,
但是在约伯记中
we really don't get much answer.
我们其实没有有很多对这个问题没有太多的答案。
God never says to Job,
神从来没有对约伯说
this is why you are suffering.
你受苦的原因是。
Now, if God doesn't answer that question, then I don't think it must be a very important question for God.
然后神如果没有回答这个问题，那我觉得这个问题对神来讲可能就不是很重要。
So I put some answers on the slide.
所以在这个幻灯片里面我放了一些答案。
But then I'm going to give you the answer that I see in the book of Job.
然后我接着我会告诉你我在约伯记中所看到的答案。
And it is none of those four answers.
都跟这四个不一样。
Instead it is this.
相反的，他的这个神在约伯记中约伯受苦的这个答案是在于
The same verse I just read.
我刚刚读的
I had heard of you by the hearing of my ear.
我从前风闻有你
But now my eye sees you.
现在亲眼看见你
And I see myself as nothing.
我看到我自己什么都不是
And I am comforted.In my dust and ashes.
然后我在芦土、尘土和芦灰中得到安慰。
You see, I think this is what the book of Job says to the question, why do the righteous suffer?
我觉得这是约伯记对于义人为什么受苦的回答，这个答案就是在于这两句，刚才读的。
I think the book of Job says, it is less important why I suffer.
对约伯记来讲，他说，我们为什么受苦，这个不是一个，是一个不那么重要的问题，相对来讲。
Than what happens through my suffering.
而是说更重要的是通过这个受苦苦难，我学到我得到了什么，我就是出现了什么，发生了什么。
Let me ask a question.
我问大家一个问题，大家。
We don't have time to go through and have everyone answer.
我们不一定每个人都要回答，如果想回答，可以把你的那个扬声器可以关掉静音。
But you can think about this quickly.
你可以很快的思想一下。
We know from chapters 1 and 2 why Job suffered, the conversation between God and Satan.
我们从约伯记的第一二章，我们知道约伯为什么受苦，从神和这个撒旦的对话当中。
So here's my question.
所以我的问题在这里是。
If God had told Job about chapters 1 and 2.
如果神把约伯记一二章所发生的情形告诉了约伯。
Would Job have been better off?
那你觉得约伯是不是感觉会好一些?
I think the answer is no.
我觉得答案是不是。
Because I don't think that was important.
因为那个并不重要，我觉得。
What was important is what God was trying to do for Job and in Job through this experience.
更重要的是神想要就是通过这个经历在约伯身上所行的事所做的功。
Now, you might say, and so at the end of it,
所以在结束结尾的时候
Job says, through what has happened, now I see you.
约伯说通过所发生的这一切我现在亲眼看见你。
And I am comforted.
然后我就得了安慰。
Now here's what I want you to see.
我想要大家了解明白的是
I wish I could ask real quickly how many of you think that answer is satisfactory?
多少人觉得刚才这个答案让你觉得很满意很满足
And I think probably for many of us including me my answer would be no not really
然后我想很多人包括我自己我们都会说这样的答案其实并不真的是安慰我
To suffer those horrible things No it's not worth it
经历这么痛苦的事情好像不值得。
But here's what I want you to see.
但是我想要大家看到的是
To Job, it was worth it.
对约伯来讲这个是值得的。
I have heard of you.
我以前是风闻有你听说过你。
Now I see you.
现在我是亲眼看见你。
And I am comforted.
然后我就心里我就得到了安慰。
Here is what I want to suggest that you learn from Job for your own experience.
所以呢我想建议就大家从约伯记中为了自己所学到的经验应该就是。
We will probably never understand why the bad things happen in our life.
我们可能永远也不能理解为什么在我们生命中会出现这些糟糕这些不幸的事情。
And if we do understand it, it probably won't make us feel any better.
就算是我们了解为什么原因，可能也不会让我们觉得更好一些。
Instead,
相反的
what we need to focus is not why did it happen.
我们所需要关注的不是说为什么会发生，关注在这个原因之上，而是
God, how can this draw me to see you better?
而是应该关注的是说神啊我怎么样可以这些事情可以带领我对你更看把你看更了解你
And if my suffering helps me to know God better
如果我所经历的这个苦难痛苦让我更明白神更理解神
I will look back on it
然后我就会回顾我所经历的这一切然后就心里充满感恩
Thankful not for what happened.
不是为了所发生的 事情感恩。
But thankful for what God did in me through what happened.
而是感恩于就是神通过这一切所做的在我身上所做的功。
First question, what is God like?
刚才我们讲到说要回答的是说神是像什么样的，神是怎样的。
Second question, why do the righteous suffer?
第二个问题，义人为什么受苦。
Third question,
第三个问题，
why do the righteous serve God?
义人为什么服侍神？
I think this question is absolutely crucial to this book.
我觉得这个问题对这个约伯记是非常的就是一个至关紧要的问题。
Again, if we were in a small group and we could answer this question,
如果我们大家聚在一起，我们可以回答这个问题。
And if we were completely honest with each other,
如果我们真的是非常的诚实，
I think we would get some surprising answers.
我们可能会得到一些令人吃惊的答案。
Maybe somebody would say, I serve God so that he will protect me from any bad things to happen.
我服侍神是因为神可以这样的，神就会保护我，不让那个不好的不幸的事发生在我身上。
And if that is your answer, the book of Job says, ah, you may be very disappointed.
如果这是你的答案，那约伯记告诉你，可能你会很失望。
Maybe someone would say, I serve God so that he will, give me blessings.
也有人会说，可能我服侍神是这样，神会给我福气，赐福于我。
And if that is your answer, the book of Job will be very disappointed.
如果那是你的答案，那约伯记对你也会让你失望。
Here is the answer from Job.
从约伯记所来的答案是这个。
Job serves God not because of what he can get.
约伯之所以服侍神，不是因为神会给他什么。
Not because of God's protection.
也不是因为神会保护他。
He serves God out of love alone.
他是单单因为爱神而服侍他。
Even if he kills me, Job says, I still will serve him.
约伯说就算他击杀我，我仍然要服侍他。
There are many televangelists who will say to you, if you serve God, God is going to give you great things.
然后有很多这个电视上的这种所谓的布道家就会说，如果你服侍神的话，神会给你很多的福气。
The book of Job says,
但是约伯记告诉我们，
if you serve God, you may have terrible things happen.
然后告诉你说，如果你服侍神，可能会有很糟糕的事情发生。
And so if the only reason you are serving him is the good things, you will quit when all the bad things happen.
Can you say that again?
If you are serving God just for the good things, the blessings,
如果你,
you will quit serving God when trouble comes.
如果你只是说那个就是说只是为了这些神的祝福来服侍神的，那当有麻烦来的时候，可能你就不再服侍神了。
But the book of Job shows us.
但是约伯记向我们展示。
That even in trouble,
就算是在这个苦难的时候，麻烦的时候，
if I serve God out of love,
如果我
I will still be faithful to him.
如果我之前服侍他是因为爱神而服侍他，那么就算是有麻烦，我仍然会对他忠心，仍然会继续的服侍他。
You see, if you really love your children,
如果你真的是很爱你的孩子。
And they do something that disappoints you.
他们做了一些令你很失望的事情。
You still love them.
你仍然爱他们。
You may be angry with them.
你可能对他们挺生气的。
But you still love them.
但是你仍然爱他们。
If you love your husband or wife.
如果你爱你的配偶。
And they disappoint you.
他们让你失望。
You still love them.
你仍然爱他们。
You don't give up.
你不会就说放弃了。
And if I love God,
如果我真的爱神，
If I love God and life doesn't go well and I'm disappointed.
如果说我爱神，但是生活却很不顺，我挺失望的。
I will still love him.
我仍然爱神。
Now, Job shows I may be angry with him.
然后约伯记向我们展示，我可能约伯向我们展示，我们可能对神很生气。
Job becomes very angry.
你知道约伯后边对神很生气。
God, what you are doing is wrong.
他说神呢，你做的这个是不对的，是错的。
But he still loves him.
但是他仍然爱神。
He doesn't walk away.
他没有说就离开神。
And I hope that when you read Job,
所以我希望当你读约伯记的时候，
you are able to commit, God, even if I don't understand.
你可以这样有这样的委身，你对神说，神啊，虽然我不理解，
I will still love you.
我仍然爱你。
I will still be faithful.
我仍然要对你忠心。
Now, that brings me to the book of Psalms.
然后下边呢我们就要从约伯记之后就把我们带到了那个诗篇。
Because there are two major kinds of Psalms.
因为有两类诗篇。
And they help us, I think, to know how to pray when we love God, but we don't always understand what is happening.
诗篇可能帮助我们就是我们爱神但是我们却不真的是了解神的明白神的时候我们如何来祷告。
The first big type of psalm is the psalms of praise.
第一类大的诗篇是赞美的诗篇。
Slide 12.
Yeah, right now it's 12. 就是第12个幻灯片。
The book of Psalms praises God in two ways.
诗篇是两种方式来赞美神。
Sometimes the first type it just says praise God, hallelujah.
第一种就是宣告性的赞美，就说你们要赞美耶和华，哈利路亚。
The second kind tells us what he is praising God for.
第二种就告诉我们是为了什么来赞美神。
Praise God for this, this, and this.
因为神这样子那样，神行了什么，所以你们要赞美耶和华。
So I gave you an example.
我给大家一个。
Actually, if you turn to Psalm 149, I'll give you an example.
在诗篇149篇，我给大家一个例子。诗篇149篇。
Psalm 149.
第诗篇149篇，如果有的话可以翻到。
Praise the Lord.
你们要赞美耶和华。
Sing to the Lord a new song.
向耶和华唱新歌。
His praise in the assembly of the godly.
在圣民的会中赞美他。
And then he will go through and he tells us why we praise him.
然后下边就讲到说我们为什么去赞美神。
On slide 13, I gave you some of the reasons that the book of Psalms tells us to praise God.
在诗篇的在那个第十三章幻灯片我告诉一些就是赞美神的原因缘由。
In your prayer time,
在我们祷告的时候
these give us things to praise God for.
这些就给了我们就是赞美神的缘由。
Over and over the Psalms praise God for creation.
就是一次又一次的这个诗篇的作者为了神的创造来赞美神。
Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God.
诗篇19说诸天述说神的荣耀。
Sometimes when you are looking for a reason to praise God.
当你有的时候在寻找找这个原因来赞美神的时候。
To walk to the ocean to see the beauty of creation remind you.
你到这个海
滩。That he made it.
你到这个海滩看到这个很美丽的大自然就提醒你说神创造了这一切让我们来赞美他。
The Psalms praise God for history.
然后呢这个诗篇的作者也为了所发生的历史来赞美神。
Psalm 105.
在诗篇第105。
God brought his people out of Egypt with rejoicing.
他神带领百姓欢乐而出。
And the Psalms go through history and how God has worked his purpose and says we praise God for that.
然后在诗篇105篇他就整个来回顾神在以色列人历史中所做的一切为此而赞美神。
The Psalms praise God for his character.
然后那个诗篇的作者也为了神的这个属性跟神的特性来赞美他。
Psalm 33, the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does.
诗篇33说到，因为耶和华的言语正直，凡他所做的尽都诚实。
One of the reasons, I find the book of Psalms to be very helpful.
我发现那个诗篇很有帮助的一个原因就是
I am not a good prayer.
我不是一个很好的祷告者。
Some people can pray a long time.
有的人可以祷告好长时间。
And they have a lot of things to say and they are good at praying.
他们很擅长祷告，然后他们可以说很多的事情。
I am not.
但是我不是。
I run out of something to say.
然后说了没几句我就没话可说了。
I don't know what to say to God.
我不知道对神说什么。
And the Psalms help me a lot.
但是诗篇这方面对我帮助很大。
Because very often I will open my Bible.
所以很多时候我就会打开我的圣经。
And I will find a Psalm.
然后我就找到一篇诗篇。
And I will say, God, I don't know what to say.
然后我对神说，神啊，我不知道该说什么。
So let me say this.
然后就让我这样说。
Psalm 33.
比如说诗篇33篇。
I might say this. I might pray this.
我可能是这样祷告。
God, it says your word is upright.
神啊，你说你的话语是言语正直。
That means I can trust you, God.
那意味着说神啊，我可以信靠你。
Thank you.That your word is something I can always trust.
谢谢你，因为你的话语是永远可以信靠的。
I can't trust everyone.
我不能相信每个人。
I can't trust many of the people around me.
我也不能说相信我周围很多的人，就是信靠我周围的人。
I can always trust you, God.
但是神呢，我可以永远的来相信你，信靠你。
Because your word is upright.
因为你的言语正直。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Your work is done in faithfulness.
然后凡你所做的尽都诚实。
There are a lot of people that I can't depend on.
有很多人我其实是不能依靠的。
They may be very good, but they're weak.
他们可能人很好，但是他们却比较软弱。
But God, I can always depend on you.
但是神呢，我可以永远依靠你。
Because your work is done in faithfulness.
因为你所做的都是出于诚实。
God, you love righteousness and justice.
神呢，你喜爱仁义公平。
I know that you will always do what is right.
我知道你会永远做这个公义正直的事。
And then, God, it says that the earth is full of your mercy.
然后下边继续说遍地满了神的慈爱。
God, if you did not have mercy,
神啊,
if you did not have mercy, I would be in trouble.
神啊，如果你没有连续慈爱，那我就有麻烦了。
But you are a God of mercy.
但是你是满有慈爱的神。
And so, God, I thank you for your mercy.
所以神啊，我为了你的慈爱，为了你的连续，感谢你。
The Psalms give me the words to praise God.
所以诗篇给了我可以赞美神的一个言语。
And that is very, very helpful to me in praying.
对我来讲，在我祷告的时候是非常的有帮助。
Because otherwise, sometimes I'm not good at it. I don't know what to say.
因为我不擅长，不知道该怎么说，所以这个对我是很有帮助的。
And so I say, God, I praise you.
所以我对神说，神呐，我赞美你。
然后 Amen.
Amen 就完了。
But instead, the Psalms help me to know what to praise Him for.
然后呢，这个诗篇就帮助我说为了什么，来赞美神。
But there's another way the Psalms help me.
但是诗篇在有另有另外一种方式来帮助我。
And this is what I want to finish with today because I think it's very important.
这是我今天想结束的时候来讲的，因为我觉得这个非常重要。
Let me ask you.
让我问大家一下。
And again, you just think about the answer.
然后你可以再想一下这个怎么回答。
Do you ever pray when you really have something that you need to complain about?
当你真的是有些事情你真的觉得你想抱怨你想要倾诉的时候你有没有祷告
Things are terrible.
就是说很糟糕很可怕的事情。
And you want to express this to God.
你想要把这个向神表达。
And maybe you say, God, this is wrong, please help me.
你会对神说神呢这是错的这太不对了你求你帮助我。
But then you don't know what else to say.
然后你就不知道该怎么说了。
I want to for a few minutes this morning show you how to complain, how to lament to God.
然后我想今天早上花几分钟来想我们怎么向神来表达悲哀怎么来抱怨怎么来发我们的怨言。
This is Psalm 13.
这是在诗篇的第十三篇。
And actually, yeah, if you look it up in your Bibles.
如果我们看我们的圣经，诗篇第十三篇。
Because Psalm 13, I think, is very helpful in knowing how to pray a lament.
就是诗篇十三篇帮助我们来说，我们怎么来祷告一个哀歌，就是一个悲哀的一个祷告。
Let me go through this quickly.
然后我们很快的来看。
These are the prayers to pray when you're in trouble.
这是当你有遭受患难麻烦的时候你可以向神祷告的。
When your heart is broken and you don't understand.
当你非常伤心你不了解的时候。
You see,God gives us permission as his children to be honest with him.
神让我们作为神的儿女，神允许我们对神很敞开。
And these psalms help us in those times.
这些诗篇帮助我们，就是在这种很难过的时候。
The psalm begins like this.
这个诗篇是这么开始的。
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?
耶和华啊，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？
How long will you hide your face from me?
你掩面不顾我要到几时呢?
How long will my enemy triumph over me?
我的仇敌升高压制我要到几时呢?
Four times he says, how long, how long, how long, how long?
他有大概四次讲了说要到几时呢?要到几时呢?
And this is what this teaches me.
这个把教导我是的,教导我的是。
I can pray to God with complete honesty.
我可以完全诚实的、完全敞开的向神祷告。
Because God knows me and He cares for me.
因为神真的知道我，他在意我，他关心我。
Now here's what I want you to see.
我想要大家看到的是。
When we come back to church at Palm Beach.
等有天我们可以重新回去聚会的时候。
And there's someone that you see at church, but you really don't know them very well.
然后你见到来了一些你不太真正完全不认识的人，不怎么熟悉的人。
You see them one time a week.
你一个星期只见他们一次。
You speak to them and that's all.
然后你跟他们打打招呼，那就是这样。
And you see them and they say, how are you?
然后他们见到你就说，哦，你还好吗？你怎么样啊？
What is the answer that you will give?
你会怎么回答呢? Fine.
I'm fine.
你会说我很好。
You're not going to say to them.
你不会对他们说。
Oh, let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
I have a cousin who is very sick.
我的那个表兄病得很重。
And my budget is in trouble now.
然后我的这个经济上也有困难。
You're just going to say, I'm fine.
如果他们问你就会说哦都好。
Because you're not close to them.
因为你们关系没有那么亲密。
But if after class today,
但是如果今天就是下课之后
your best friend calls you on the phone and says,
你的最好的朋友打电话给你说你都还好吗你怎么样了
What will you say?
你会怎么说?
I think
我觉得
you're much more honest.
如果你很诚实的话,你会说
You see, here is what I have learned from Psalms.
你说这是我今天从诗篇里面所学到的。
The closer we are to God,
我们跟神关系越亲近,
the more honest we can be with him.
我们就会对神越敞开越诚实。
And so David can be completely honest.
所以呢，大卫可以在神面前完全的，就是敞开诚实。
God, I feel like you've forgotten me.
说神呐，我感觉你都忘掉我了。
How long are you going to forget me?
你要忘记我到什么时候呢
？I feel like you're hiding from me.
我感觉你真的就是在隐藏你自己，就躲着我。
How long?
你掩面不顾我要到几时呢
？My enemy is.Winning.
我的仇敌在好像在升高压制我。
How long?
这个要到多几时呢
?God, look and answer me.
神呢求你看看我你回答我。
Verse 4, if you don't give light to my eyes, I'm gonna die.
第四节说如果你不使我给我眼目光明我会沉睡致死。
All of that is the honesty of prayer.
这是一个祷告的一个对神的非常一个开诚布公一个敞开
There's a second thing that these psalms teach me
然后这个诗篇所告诉我们的第二件事情是
And that is I can trust God
就是我可以信靠神
Verse 5
第五节
But I trust in your unfailing love
但我依靠你的慈爱
Here is why this is important.
这是为什么很重要的是。
When I pray on my own, when I'm lamenting.
当我自己祷告,我在那里悲叹悲哀的时候。
I am going to be very good at step one.
我会,就是第一步我会非常的好,我会做得很好。
The honesty, the complaint.
就是那个抱怨,那个对神的敞开。
God, this is wrong.
你会跟神说神啊，这个不对。
This person treated me wrong.
那个人对我不公，对我不这样做不对。
My wife wasn't very nice to me.
我太太对我不是很好。
My children don't listen to me.
孩子不听话。
I don't have enough money.
我钱不够。
And the longer I pray, the worse I will feel.
这样子祷告的时间越长你就感觉越糟糕。
But if I pray like the Psalms,
如果我像诗篇的作者那样来祷告
After I am honest with God about my struggle,
当我对神敞开就是把我的这个挣扎麻烦在神面前敞开的时候以后
I would say,
我对神说
But I trust in your love.
但我倚靠你的慈爱。
You see, in praying, I am giving my problem over to God.
在祷告中，我把我的麻烦交托给神，交给神。
And when I give the problem to God, now it belongs to Him.
我把我的麻烦交给神了，现在这些麻烦就属于神了。
When I was principal of a school,
当我在学校里做校长的时候。
Sometimes a teacher would come to me and say, I have a problem and I don't know how to fix it.
然后那个老师就会到我办公室里来说我有个问题我不知道怎么解决。
Will you take care of this?
你要不要来管这件事儿
And I would say,
然后我会说
Yes.
好的。
But will you let me take care of it?
但是你允许我来解决吗我来解决这件事吗
Because maybe the answer I will have is not what you like.
因为我所给你的这个答案可能不是你想要的。
And you will want to take the problem back to yourself.
然后你可能又要把这个问题要抓在自己手里来解决。
Will you trust me?
你会信任我，让我来解决，把这个问题交给我吗？
Now be honest for a moment.
就是大家，对，比较坦诚一些。
But most of you have your camera off, so it's okay. You can be honest and I won't see.
然后你可以，因为大家都把这个录像视频给关了，所以你可以很坦诚，但是我也看不到。
Sometimes,
有些时候
do you do this?
你可能这样，可能是不是会这样做？
God, here is my problem.
神啊，这是我的麻烦。
I have this struggle with my children.
我跟我的孩子有这样的问题。
God, I am going to trust you with it.
神啊，我要把这个事情交在你的手上来信靠你。
And then 1 week later,
然后过了一周
we come back.
然后我们又回来。
God, you didn't fix this.
但神啊，你没解决这个问题。
You didn't do it the way I thought you should do.
你没有按照我所想象的方式去解决这个问题。
And we take the problem back.
然后我们又把这个问题抓在自己手里。
To trust God says, God, I give the problem to you.
信靠神就是说神啊，我把这个问题，把这个麻烦交在你的手里。
I trust you.
我相信你，我信任你。
Yours now.
现在这个麻烦，这个问题属于你。
And then the last thing, and we will quit.
然后在最后一件，然后我们就讲完了。
The Psalms of Lament teach me to praise God, even in difficult times.
悲哀的诗篇教导教我们，即使在这个很困难的时光，如何来赞美神。
Psalm 6 finishes, I will sing to the Lord.For he has been good to me.
诗篇第六篇Psalm 6, which verse?
Psalm 13,
okay.
verse 6.
第十三篇第九第六节说，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
Now here's what I want you to see quickly.
我想让大家看到的是
The problem that was in verse 1.
在第一节初篇出现的问题
Is still there.
还在那儿，并没有消失。
David's enemies are still there.
大卫的敌人还在那儿。
Nothing changes between verse 1 and verse 6.
在第一节跟第六节之间没有任何改变，事情外在的事情没有任何改变。
Except.
除了。
That David says.
大卫说。
I will praise God.
我要向耶和华歌唱。
I started by saying that for us as Christians, praise and lament go together.
我刚开始课上就讲了，对基督徒来讲，这个赞美和这个悲哀是手连手的，是一起的。
We don't just praise God and pretend that there's no trouble.
我们不是就是只是赞美神，然后假装没有任何麻烦。
Lament lets us be honest about our struggles.
这个悲叹悲哀可以让我们向神敞开我们所面对的挣扎，我们的难处。
But even in our lament,
就算在我们的悲伤悲哀中间，我们仍然可以赞美神。
And so the Psalms bring those two together.
所以呢，诗篇就把这两个放在一起。
And they say,Even when I am suffering, even when I am struggling, I will still praise God.
这个就说，虽然我在受苦，虽然我有难处在挣扎，我仍然要赞美神。
Because I know He is good, even in difficult times.
因为我知道，即使在艰难之中，我知道神是美，仍然是美善的。
Now I talked too long. Are there any quick questions?
我已经讲了很多，大家有没有什么问题？有没有谁很简短的很快的有什么问题？有问题的话你可以把你的这个打开，大家可以把你的这个声音打开，然后问问题。有谁有问题吗？ I'm asking. 哦。
Let's do it this way.
让我们这样子来做。
If there is a question about what I talked about today,
如果大家对我今天所讲的有任何问题,
You can send a message to Sister Lei.
可以给我发信息，然后。
And she will let me know, and I can start next week by answering.
然后呢，你们把信息发给我，我就告诉麦牧师，然后下星期开始的时候，他就可以回答你的问题，好吗？
Maybe that will be the easiest way to do.
可能那是最简单的，可能 maybe everyone not so used to this format yet.
Yes, I understand. That will give you a time to think. Okay, let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来结束。
Dear God, in times of trouble, it can be very difficult.
亲爱的神呢，在这个麻烦有这个难处的时候，可能是很困难的。
We can think.If I'm a Christian, God ought to take away all the troubles.
我们有时候会觉得，因为我是基督徒，神应该把我所有的难处给挪去。
We can be very frustrated.
我们有时候非常的丧气。
I've talked to people this month who are very frustrated because of all of the trouble from the COVID-19.
然后这个月我跟很多人聊，跟不少人聊天，然后因为所发生的这种病毒，好多人都很觉得很不舒服，很垂头丧气。
People have lost their work.
有的人真的是没有了工作。
Family members are sick.
然后有家人生病的。
People are lonely.
有些人很孤单。
It's a difficult time.
这是一个艰难的时局。
From Job and Psalms, would you help us to know that we can be completely honest with you?
求你真的是帮助我们从约伯记和诗篇中学到，我们可以在你面前完全的敞开，完全的诚实。
In our confusion and hurt, we don't just have to say, it's fine.
我们不用在我们的那个迷茫和这种痛苦之中对假装说没事儿，一切都挺好。
We can talk to you in complete honesty.
我们可以完全的，就是开诚布公，完全敞开的，在和你讲话。
But also from Job and Psalms, help us to know that we must trust you.
从约伯和诗篇中，我们也让我们学习到，我们要信靠你，信任你。
That we must praise you.
我们必须要赞美你。
Because you are a good God.
因为你是美善良善的神。
Even in difficulty.
就算是在难处当中。
So help us to trust and praise you.
帮助我们能够信靠赞美你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。阿门。
阿门。